So Richie Neal, 1st District, Massachusetts, 1st District, my congressman, proudly so, I am in office since 1989. Let me start by just asking you a personal question. Every time I turn around, you're in the Berkshires. What's going on?
Well, we've done a number of visits anticipating that Berkshire County was going to be added to the congressional district and it wouldn't be split. So as recently as last Friday, we did 3 events in Williamstown, North Adams, and Great Barrington, where we were able to assist communities there with seeking money from the Environmental Protection Agency for the purpose of site remediation, and a pretty substantial fire grant that will aid many of the towns, not just around North Adams, but I believe there's also a southern Vermont community that will draw part of the benefit. And I've enjoyed it immensely representing the Berkshires, and we have been there in the now roughly 4.5 years that I have represented Berkshire County. We have counted that there have been more than 100 events, and then when you add in political events, that number goes north of 145 events as well. So it's been a joy, and I must tell you, I think that the politics are largely aligned with my thinking, and we have many of the institutions there that we're also much supportive of, including Berkshire Medical Center, which is a gem. And when you consider that Pittsfield in many ways is like Holyoke, Springfield, and Chicopee, and Westfield, so there are many similarities and many consistencies.
Richie, just keep doing what you're doing. Let's go somewhere else now. Let's talk about the Russia investigation. What do you make of it overall?
Well, I hope that it doesn't fall off the radar screen. I think there is no question, but there have been fully confirmed reports that Russia, with the knowledge of Putin, they purposely intended to interfere in the American election, and that they were responsible for putting out information that clearly was not consistent with the truth. And I think that one of the things that I find troubling right now is that the Russian investigation does not seem to be gaining the same traction that many of the other questions that have been raised about the president's activities. And I think that clearly the Russian effort was made to damage Hillary Clinton, and it was made to support Donald Trump. And I think that Vladimir Putin has essentially said that.
Would you, based on the information that you're getting now as a member of the House of Representatives, a very important member, the ranking person on the Ways and Means Committee, would you be ready at this stage of the game to vote for the impeachment of Donald Trump?
I think that we have to let this play out and hear what the special counsel Mueller has to say. And, you know, he's an individual of impeccable integrity. And I think that impeachment is a political act. And I think that it, nonetheless, to have credibility with the American people, it would have to be based on the gathering of evidence and the successful transparency that the special counsel's office will employ. And I think here that while we can't say yet with certainty that there have been events that have reached that level, nonetheless, there are many troubling aspects as to what has happened. And I did, and it's no longer classified, I did attend a meeting with the Attorney General Rothstein, as did other members of Congress, in which he was very critical of the FBI director's behavior and positions that he accepted during the Clinton campaign, pointing out that there was no reason for him to have had 2 press conferences. There was no reason for him to have, inconsistent with policy of the Justice Department, to have announced his findings and prematurely colored the result of the election. And I think that that is now on public record. And I think that there will be an opportunity here going forward for the Deputy Attorney General. He'll also have a chance to be a witness in public, and we'll have a better opportunity to understand precisely what occurred.
Okay, so suppose Mueller gets fired. You say it's too early for impeachment talk. I think I hear where you're coming from and why. But what if they fire him? And I predict, by the way, that there's a very good chance that they're going to, that Trump has to fire him as he gets closer to the truth.
Well, I was watching David Brooks and Mark Shields on Friday night, which I think is some of the best 12 minutes of television that one can embrace. And I thought Mark Shields had a very timely comment when he said that, remember, Richard Nixon had deep throat in terms of Mark Felt, but Donald Trump's got deep throat in terms of his own behavior and using his Twitter account for expressing emotions every single day, which has not made his case any better. And, you know, Mueller was here in Boston as the FBI director, and he has a long history. And again, he is an individual of well-known reputation. And I don't think, knowing how the special counsel operates, whether it was Lawrence Walsh with Bush and Reagan or whether it was in the Clinton impeachment with Ken Starr, that they are confined to a mission statement. That's kind of been left out of this argument. And I think many people have not paid a great deal of attention that even though that the counsel's charge is to examine Russia and to examine the results of the election and to examine other issues, he is not confined to those issues. And that was certainly the case with Lawrence Walsh as he sought Caspar Weinberger's cooperation. And it was certainly the case, if you remember, in the Clinton impeachment, which began with a lie in a civil deposition. And it started in the Clinton case. The mission statement was Whitewater, Filegate, and Travelgate. The first prosecutor found nothing. The second prosecutor, Ken Starr, found nothing and then discovered Monica Lewinsky. And at that time, that's when the nature of the independent counsel's charge changed. And that is an example of where Mueller can go in terms of real estate, in terms of taxes, in terms of a host of initiatives that might come up as he seeks cooperation from witnesses in the case.
Well, but he's a counsel. He's not a prosecutor. So he issues a report. How do you prosecute these guys?
Well, if you remember, that's what Ken Starr did. He issued a report to Congress. But he also sought the testimony of individuals in that case, some who had previously stated something to the contrary. And Starr was able to present a case for what he said was the Clinton impeachment. I, like most others, always thought it was overreach. We thought that the proposed penalty was disproportionate to the allegation. And nonetheless, Starr felt that the report that he presented reached the level of an impeachable offense. America did not agree with him, nor did the United States Senate.
What would it take to convince you that Donald Trump should be impeached?
Well, I would think that if there was collusion that was clearly presented, or that he had knowledge of efforts that were being made, or there had been some sort of payment scheme, or there had been some sort of transaction that allowed for this untoward behavior that we've had a chance to really see on the surface, and that's where the prosecutor or the special counsel will have a chance to delve into the corners and crevices of the issue, that would be very different. And I also think that when you examine what the charge of the independent counsel is, that he's going to have a chance to probe a lot of transactions that took place with Flynn, Stone, Manafort, and there's a handful of others. And what their role was, I think, now goes under the magnifying glass of critical analysis.
Richie Neal is Massachusetts 1st District Congressman. He is my congressman. He's been in office since 1989, and he is a very powerful man in that he is the ranking member, the top member of Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee. Richie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Alan.
When we come back, we're going to play Rapid Fire.
Okay.